This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, Promoting Civil Government School System Abolition. In Kelvin's Institutes, Book 4, Chapter 32, he writes, "We are subject to the men who rule over us, but subject only in the Lord. If they command anything against him, let us not pay the least regard to it, nor be moved by all the dignity which they possess as magistrates, a dignity to which no injury is done when it is subordinated to the special and truly supreme power of God." On this ground, Daniel denies that he had sinned in any respect against the king when he refused to obey his impious decree. End quote. Scripture tells us that Daniel's conscience was confirmed by God to have been clear. "For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt," Daniel said. What Daniel did was difficult in that it required bravery. Besides how it is the case that we are subject to men only insofar as their decrees are consistent with the word of God, you have to first understand what the standard is that demands conformity. What I mean is, when Daniel was prompted with Darius's ordinance and injunction that whoever makes petition to any god or man for 30 days, except for King Darius, shall be cast into the den of lions, Daniel had to have some anchor with which to determine if Darius's law was proper. In other words, when Darius's decree was enacted, Daniel looked to Scripture. If there were no such thing as Scripture, or even such a person as God, then Darius's decree could not have been determined to have been improper. When the civil government or their bureaucracy enacts a law, then we must look to Scripture to determine whether it is proper. Note here that Daniel's supposed violation was physically manifesting his internal prayer and thanks to God. In doing so, it was in front of his windows, where Daniel would know that others could see. From today's pulpit, man is supposed to give every concession to the civil government. Well, they're wrong. Publicly express your faith, including how the civil government ought to establish an ordinance and enforce an injunction prohibiting the civil government from operating a school system. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.